1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. A busy second night of the convention is underway, and tonight's speakers include a few current or former Republicans.
Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers.
Former Trump White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham.
On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth.
Delegates also heard from a Kennedy, Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of former President John F. Kennedy.
The choice is ours to make, and history is watching to see what we will do.
In a few minutes from now, the ceremonial roll call will get underway. California, the home state of Vice President Harris, is expected to put her over the top. This is ABC News. Ukrainian troops are moving deeper into Russia, and ABC's Ian Pannell is watching it unfold from Ukraine.
So we've just come into a prison at a secret location. We can't tell you exactly where it is. It's in the Sumy region, which is very close to the border with Russia. Russian soldiers taken captive during this operation.
We were able to meet some of these prisoners of war, all young, all conscript. The young soldier says when they started shelling us, our commanders abandoned us.
Sorry, to be clear, your commanders fled and left you?
Yes, he says. They left to another city.
I mean, what was your reaction? they're all laughing.
Sources say Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the bridges over the same river in western Russia. A hunting party on Alaska's Resurrection Pass Trail was attacked by a brown bear, and a 32-year-old was subsequently shot during the fray. It isn't clear who fired the shot. The man is recovering. The bear was killed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fiserv Forum is filled with people right now as the Harris-Walz campaign makes another stop in Wisconsin. Thousands have been flocking to these rallies across the country. Monday night, the team made a surprise stop at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Walz will speak Wednesday night while Harris closes the convention on Thursday night. And earlier in the day, a visit from the Trump-Vance campaign. Republican nominee for President J.D. Vance came to Kenosha, where he accepted the endorsement of the Kenosha Police Association.
We are going to end sanctuary cities in this country. We're going to bring back pro-law enforcement cities. We're going to support the death penalty for drug dealers because they kill far more people than some of the most violent and vicious criminals.
We're now 2.5 months away from the election, so no doubt we'll keep seeing lots of each campaign here in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pack gets ready for the Ravens. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice this Thursday. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens in a joint practice open to the public. Linebacker Christian Welch from Miola, Wisconsin, is having a good camp. Last week against the Browns, he recovered a fumble. This week against the Broncos, he intercepted a Jared Stidman pass tipped by Packers defensive lineman James Ester. Welch on what he saw on the play.
Yeah, I just kind of had my eyes on the quarterback at the time, and one of the D linemen, I'm not even sure who it was, tipped it. I just saw it go straight up. I'm like, I got to to go try to high point that. So I just went up and grabbed it and come down with it and took a hit on the way down. So I was pretty happy. Yeah, we needed that at that point in the game, too.
Baseball tonight, Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game set against the Cardinals. In golf, round one of the 104th Wisconsin State Open is underway at the Minocqua, Wisconsin Country Club. Ross Thompson atop the leaderboard. He's an assistant golf coach at UW-Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday, chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. It's 71 right now.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday morning from Chicago, we'll wrap up day two of the Democratic National Convention and the warm reminiscence during Barack Obama's comments.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
This is a Civic Media News special report. Continuing live coverage from the DNC in Chicago, we now join WCPT and Mike Crute.
Live from the United Center at the Democratic National Convention. Latest updates and in-depth analysis are coming up right here on WCPT 820, Chicago's Progressive Talk. DNC coverage on WCPT is sponsored by Credo Mobile, better for all people and the planet, and by Fazio Insurance in Will and DuPage Counties. Call 815-727-2611.
Welcome to the DNC. We are at the United Center in Chicago. Devil's Advocates, I'm Mike Crute, that's Dominic Salvia. And we are joined by a pundit extraordinaire, our good friend, colleague, Bill Press. Bill, great to have you on the radio again, man. Great to see you in Chi-Town.
Hey, Bill.
It's good to see you guys in person, right? We usually do this on Zoom. It's great to be back in Chicago. Great to be back on WCPT as well as all the other stations around here. I spent a lot of good time on WCPT in the morning. and boy, what a convention, huh?
Well, you know what's interesting? I'm watching the roll call happening right now. Georgia, and they got Little John, who's a rap artist, Bill, if you're unfamiliar, and he's doing Turn Down for What? But I got the Kamala rally on my cell phone in Milwaukee. This place is packed. I'm watching the Fox feed. It's got to be galling to them that this arena in Milwaukee, the Pfizer Forum, where they had the RNC, a month ago?
I love it.
And they're playing Turn Down for What? They're playing Little John at the rally. I think this is a coordinated simulcast event. I think this is brilliant, Bill Press.
Absolutely. I think the whole thing this way has been staged has been unbelievable, right? The lineup last night. You know, so everybody's bitching this morning because, oh, it went kind of late. I mean, oh, the East Coast, they had to stay up to watch the speech. Well, too damn bad, right? If the only thing they had to me.
If Joe Biden can stay up, we can all stay up, Bill.
Joe, we'll get careful here. But, I figure if that's all you have to complain about, you know, it was a pretty good night. I thought it was a great night. I mean, Jamie Raskin was on fire. Hillary, the best speech I've ever heard her give in her entire life. I mean, that whole.
What do you think of AOC? So dynamic.
AOC,
so
unbelievable, right? Yeah, and Jasmine Crockett. Yep. I mean, go on and on. And then, of course, you know, Jill, unbelievably. She's so beautiful and she's so smart. And then Ashley, where's she been hiding?
Man, Ashley Biden, the daughter.
A rock star, Ashley Biden. Yeah. That introduction of her father.
So touching. Yeah.
Oh, so touching.
And then he comes out with tears in his eyes.
He does, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. And then Joe, you know, said, he's got over 50 years he served, and he says, I gave my best to you, America. Boy, what a great line. I
and also, yeah. Joe Biden discussed the fact he didn't feel pushed out.
He set the record straight.
And, you know, that, from what I understand, that was not a scripted line. He just threw that in. It was one line. And, by the way, all this BS, he didn't say that, right, about the fact that I'm really angry at those people who have said I should drop out. That's not true.
Yeah.
Boom. Then he just moved on.
Moved on, yep.
Yeah.
Did you notice, you probably were in the room, we were watching the televised broadcast, we're adjacent here in the United Center, but Nancy Pelosi was holding up a We Love Joe sign.
I know.
Did you see that in the room, Bill?
No, I was watching on television too, actually, last night, and I saw that, and the cameras picked that up, and that was great, of course, because everybody knows, you know, she was one of those privately that was really sending the word to Joe. It's not working, you know. Your goal is the same as mine. We got to stop Trump. What we have to do would be willing.
I love my job, but I love my country more.
Yeah.
I thought it was this. Says it all.
It does. And, you know, I don't care how late he spoke. The fact was, that was something that we have never seen anything like it and never will in our life. A president of the United States, with all the most powerful person on the planet, who says, it's so important to save our democracy that I'm willing to give up the most powerful position in the world. A selfless act like that, I mean, putting country above party, above person, above career, unbelievable. Yeah.
Bill Prust.
Nancy was certainly persuading him in that direction, right? But she was right there. Like, we love you, Joe.
I also thought that Hillary Clinton, very compelling in her speech last night, Bill Prust. How do you think she felt on the stage? I mean, coulda, shoulda, woulda. Obviously, 2016 didn't go the way that all the polls said it was going to. But I think there's a real affection for Kamala Harris from Hillary Clinton. My understanding is they've created a personal, a friendship, a bond outside of politics. I still felt like she was there rooting for her sister, Kamala Harris, for her friend, Kamala Harris. Did it feel that way to you?
No. Absolutely, you know, and Hillary's great. I love her. And, you know, she's a big person. It takes a big person like that, right? She didn't say, oh, damn, it should have been me, right? She gave it her all in 2016. And she put a lot of cracks in that glass ceiling.
Right? I love that part of the speech.
Yeah.
And she referenced it many times.
She genuinely, I think, number one, believes, which is true, that she paved the way for a lot of women, by the way, on school boards, city councils, state legislature, Congress, all the way, right? Her leadership. And she now has paved the way for another woman to pick up the torch of running for president of the United States. And she's going to, I know, I was at a little event yesterday. It was a President Bill Clinton's birthday yesterday.
Name dropper.
And I was.
Bill goes to all the good parties.
I was lucky enough to be invited because I wasn't part of the Clinton administration, but I was state chair of the California Democratic Party at the time, and Bill spent half his time in California, so we hung out a lot. And she gave an impassioned speech at that birthday party about every one of us. You know, she said, "All right, this Clinton gang, we got to be out there now, full time. She's really committed to this. Back to I knew she was going to reference that ceiling, right? And she said, when I look through those cracks in the ceiling that they put in there, what do I see on the other side? I see freedom. I see freedom for women to make their own choices, right? Freedom for everybody to vote with no restrictions and all. She went right down the list. It was very, very powerful.
And freedoms, those are some of the signs that are hanging up that are up in Milwaukee right now as well. I mean, that's a constant theme.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
folks,
great theme.
You're listening to very special coverage at the DNC United Center, Chicago, Illinois. We're the Devil's Advocates. I'm Mike Crute. That's Dominic Salvi. And we've got our good friend, Bill Prust, our colleague in broadcast excellence. And Bill, we've got simultaneously the ceremonial roll
call
of states.
How's it going? Is she over the top yet?
Not yet. Indiana just cast their votes, and they had the actor, Sean Astin, do it. The guy from the Tolkien movies.
The Goonies.
And Rudy.
And Rudy.
Sort of my namesake, Rudy.
What is the total? I think, I was told earlier today, I have not confirmed this, that they go until a point where California would put them over the top.
Yes.
And because that's our home state,
California gets to do that. That's sort of a tradition.
I've noted that the Californians are getting beneficial seating. They've got the best seats in the house here. The Wisconsin, the swing state Wisconsinites, they're right of stage up in the corner. California, dead center. The biggest contention here from the candidate's home state.
Dude.
They're sucking up all the real estate, Bill.
Dude.
I don't care where you're from, sir.
I've been to every convention, every Democratic convention since 1976. That shows how old I am.
Oh, my God, Bill.
Jerry Brown, first convention for me. And the home state of the presidential nominee is always right in front of the podium. So don't take it personally.
That's the way it is.
Right. It was Georgia in 1976 because everybody knew Jimmy Carter had enough votes. And it's California. And you notice right in back of California is Delaware.
Yeah, Joe
Biden's
home state.
Not because CD. It's because Joe's home state. Yeah.
Bill Press, I mean, since the 70s, so we've been to lots of conventions. I mean, and you've been talking about these things, prognosticating, pontificating for a long time.
Yeah, usually wrong, but I still always have an opinion.
63% of the time, we're right every time.
You got to say something, Bill. But just from your experience, man, have you ever seen anything like this? This kind of, you know, obviously, Bill. Biden dropping out, and then the coalescing around Kamala Harris, and not just that, but in the state of Wisconsin, like 43,000 new volunteers signed up in 30 days, man. Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, none of us have. And, you know, with all these conventions, right, there's always been some tension, right? It might be over the platform, right, or over a seating of the delegation, or, or who's going to be the vice presidential nominee, or you know, let's remember the last convention that we had in person was 2016, right? And I was a Bernie guy in the primary. You guys remember?
As were we.
Right? And there was that first night where the Bernie people were really feeling their oats on the floor. Man, everybody was worried. And I remember I was on the panel on CNN, and they said, "Oh my God, what's going on?" And I said, "You know what? Just relax, right? They're going to be there for Hillary, and everybody knows she's going to win. Give them their time to get, have a little fun, right?" So this convention, I've never seen anything. The party so united and so enthusiastic. And, I mean, I talk to people, how are you feeling? Hopeful, right? Yeah. Hope. Hope is a big word.
That's a party known for, like herding cats, and all of a sudden they're in, like, lockstep.
Total, yeah. And it's only going to get, I believe, it's only going to get better, you know, and it comes together at this convention. I think she's going to get a big bump out of this convention.
Bigger than the Donald Trump got out of the RNC, you think, Bill?
Come on, Joe Biden stole all the positive RNC bump by dropping out of the race that Sunday. Any bump was all for naught. All the thunder stolen by Joe Biden, that was a masterful stroke on his way out the door, Bill.
I think I said this when we were together last week. I don't want to give him credit for doing this, but if Joe Biden strategically planned it this way, he could not have done any better.
He was rope-a-doping the whole time?
He let them have their convention, make the whole case against him, and then pulled the rug out from under them. So their whole week was wasted, really. Yeah. All that messaging was wasted. All those videos, all those speeches. And then he turned around and endorsed Kamala Harris for president and forced Trump to run against a woman and a woman of color and a smart, badass woman is Kamala Harris.
And he's losing his mind over
it.
Yeah, he can't settle on any particular attack line. He can't stay on script. I mean, he's got everyone around him telling him, stop talking about her, whether or not she's black. Stop talking about who knows where she came from. I mean, all these tropes that they're throwing out there, he can't stay on script. He's Donald Trump. He can't do it. He doesn't know how to handle it.
Then what's he going to talk about in Howell, Michigan, which 3 weeks ago was the site of Nazi marches where they were saying, "We love Hitler, we love Trump." And he went to go rally there today. His counter-programming is a rally in Howell, Michigan.
Yeah. By the way, notice J.D. Vance didn't go with him.
Well, Vance is in Kenosha stalking the vice president.
Supposedly. I just noticed that Donald Trump is out there a lot on his own. I don't see J.D. with him very much. I think
I think they wish they could get rid of this piece of baggage that they picked up.
You think they're regretting the J.D. Vance decision right now?
Yeah.
Could they still withdraw
Vance? I think there's
a lot
of buyer's remorse. They could. They won't.
You don't think so?
No, Trump admitted he made a mistake. Are you kidding?
Come on, he's blowing out campaign managers every 15 minutes. Corey Lewandowski's back on top.
I was just going to say, he brought him back. He fired him, but he brought him back, right? Yeah, so Trump's not going to make
it. Have we heard from Paul Manafort anytime recently?
Is he out of prison?
I don't know.
Well, he was pardoned out of prison,
oh,
was
that's
he not?
Right, all right.
But back to your question about this unity, this excitement, right, which is genuine.
I mean,
it is palpable. It's happened in, like, less than a month. Next Sunday will be a month. She has turned this party around, turned the election around, turned the campaign around. And again, once Biden endorsed her, but then she rose to the occasion. She's been, I think, phenomenal on the road. Look at her last night when she appeared here, right? She just looked great, full of energy, big smile, you know.
Bill, did you hear what Donald Trump said about her Time magazine cover? Oh, she looks beautiful. She reminds me of Melania. I can't believe Trump was complimenting his opponent on her beauty, Bill. But then a day later he said, but I'm better looking.
He's better looking than she is. I'm surprised he remembered what Melania looks like.
He's seen pictures.
I don't think they're spending a lot of time together.
No, I don't think so.
Have you seen her on the campaign trail?
No, not a lot.
When he gave his speech and then she walked out and it looked like sort of like, oh, who are you? And then she gave him a little kiss on the cheek.
Well, the interesting part, Bill, they bragged about the unity of the RNC convention. No former Republican presidents appeared at that convention. Hell, the candidate's wife barely appeared at that convention. Where was the frickin' unity, Bill? I didn't see it.
No. It was just Trumpers, just MAGA people were the only
speakers. No former vice president.
No former vice president, no former president, no former party leaders. You know, the old party man, gone. And the guy that,
it's
I
dead.
Must say, I don't follow sports that much or something, but the guy that introduced him, you know, that...
Dana White, the UFC fight owner guy.
Who the hell is he? Right?
That was weird.
Well, if you're into the combat violence sports, Bill, he's kind of a big deal. But if you're not, you don't know who in the hell the guy is.
But you think a guy who's been out there that long.
I'm sorry. How many Americans know him? Or
the real Americans know who he is, Bill.
Yeah, right.
The folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, originated here at WCPT in Chicago, playing out KTNF in Minneapolis, St. Paul, of course, on the Civic Media Network. You can find us at Devil Radio on Twitter, the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook. Bill, any concern, or let me rephrase this question. How do you feel about the strategy of the Harris-Walz campaign by limiting how much they're saying to the press and just, you know, putting out a few morsels,
kernels,
for what the policies will be. The Republicans are going nuts. Oh, she got to get in front of the press. She needs to do that. We need to know her policies, so on and so forth. But she's keeping it kind of close to the vest. She's not acquiescing to the demands of the Republicans, certainly, or perhaps even of the media.
Okay, I'm glad you raised that issue because this is something that really bothers me, right? Okay, I got an idea. Why doesn't she publish a 925-page book, line by line, with every stupid freaking idea she can think of for the next 4 years, right? These idiots, and by the way, a lot of them are in the media. They're in the Republican Party. A lot of them in the media saying, oh, no, good vibes is not enough. You know, enthusiasm, huge crowds, all this support going up in the polls, that's not enough. She has to have a position paper with 100 points on every issue under the sun.
Right.
Baloney. You know why they want it? So they can rip it apart and attack it.
Right.
Gentlemen, we've got the roll call from the great state of Minnesota.
State of Mississippi.
Oh, we missed Mississippi. we moved on. We moved on. Thank you, Matt. KTNF, 950 AM. A little shout out, but we moved on from Minnesota. Tim Wall, shout out. But yeah, Kamala Harris of California gets you.
I still like to know
put her over the break. 118, 120 delegates currently in her column, Bill. So we got some more ceremonial stuff.
So now I come back to that point. If I get just is they want to go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
and she is smart not to go down that rabbit hole.
You know, we do have Tim Walz coming to the stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Maybe we can dip in there. Tim Walz on the stage at the Fiserv Forum, and I got to tell you, visually, gentlemen, this looks like a rock concert.
Oh, there he comes. He's coming out.
He's
right?
coming out. He's coming out to adoring fans in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I wish I was in that room, but then I couldn't be here with you, Bill Press, and you, Dominic Salvia. Let's take some of the sound from the rally in Milwaukee, if we're able. Let us know when we get there. We're getting there. We're okay. getting there. Arfine, panel, Bill Press, Dominic Salvia, Mike Crute, and now Tim Walz, Governor Tim Walz, takes the stage in Milwaukee.
Wow.
First decision Kamala made, and the best decision she ever made.
Let me start. I want to say you're seeing a lot of great governors. I want to say a huge thank you and thank this state for giving one of the kindest, one of the most visionaries, and one of my dearest friends, Governor Tony Evers.
2 hours ago, Bill.
He was here.
He's here right now. He's here in
I thought
Chicago.
I saw him today.
Our state produces incredible leaders like my friend and former colleague, Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Mayor of this great city, Mayor Johnson. Give it up. Give it up. Get up.
He couldn't say Cavalier.
You know.
Call him Chevy.
And while she's not with us, we have got to hold the United States Senate. Send Tammy Baldwin back to D.C.
Now, we are playing the sound of Governor Tim Walz in Milwaukee. Tammy Baldwin will give her speech at the DNC tonight.
And notice the theme, freedom, all the signs, freedom.
For their convention right here on this very spot.
Boo. J.D. Vance's comment about the DNC today, boo.
In case you didn't, after promising us a speech that was going to be about unity and promising that he was a changed man, Donald Trump subjected us to 92 minutes of ranting and raving insanity.
Yep.
It was weird.
It was
they
weird.
They left here riding high. They were feeling good. This thing was over. Well, trust me, Milwaukee, a hell of a lot can change in 4 weeks. You run a campaign based on fear like them, you're going to run into a little trouble when you run into a campaign that's based on joy.
Right. Love it. I want to hear more.
These guys are focused on the past, like the 1850s past. This campaign's focused on your future.
Governor Tim Walz addressing a huge crowd at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
We're not going back.
Oh, that's a
we're
great
at the
line.
DNC in Chicago. We're going to keep an eye on both events, but right now they're doing a ceremonial roll call in Chicago, and Tim Walz.
Wow.
Is speaking to about 20,000 in Milwaukee.
That convention had one purpose, to coronate one man. Ours, by the way, they got a little party going over in Chicago. They didn't know the big party was here in Milwaukee tonight.
The big party is in Milwaukee. We're at the wrong party, gentlemen.
It's not a celebration of a coronation of one man over there. It's a celebration of all of us over there. I don't imagine anybody will be paying any attention, but when I came out here, you might have heard over there, that convention and the energy over there is like nothing you've seen. But here's what I'm really excited about. Not only do we have massive energy at our convention, we got a hell of a lot more energy at where they had their convention, right here.
Great line.
So.
Brilliant planning.
The Milwaukee-Chicago thing, yeah.
This.
My only regret, I can't be at both parties.
Listen to that crowd.
Milwaukee represent.
That one guy's going to be so sad tonight. So sad. Look, we got to turn the page on these guys. And here's the thing. Over the last 2 weeks, whether you saw it in Philly, you saw it out in the fields of Eau Claire, where some of you were out there. Amazing.
I was out there. It was amazing.
On to Phoenix, where the largest political gathering in state history happened last week.
Wow.
Folks stood in 109-degree heat in Las Vegas. 4,000 of them couldn't get in, so they all signed up to door knock and phone bank instead of getting in there. That's what they're doing. And here is what is so great about it. All those people across this country, just like this crowd of 15,000-plus people sitting here, y'all came for the same reason. You love this country. That's why you came.
Folks, you're listening to live DNC coverage. Also doing a live listen-in Pfizer Forum, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Governor Tim Walz, the VP nominee, he is talking to a raucous crowd of 15 or 20,000 Democrats.
Has a lot of momentum. Can you feel it? Hell yes, we can feel it. It's what we do. It's what we do.
He's so authentic. He's so real.
For those of you in here and for the young.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. A busy second night of the convention is underway, and tonight's speakers include a few current or former Republicans.
Behind closed doors, Trump mocks his supporters. He calls them basement dwellers.
Former Trump White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham.
On a hospital visit one time when people were dying in the ICU, he was mad that the cameras were not watching him. He has no empathy, no morals, and no fidelity to the truth.
Delegates also heard from a Kennedy, Jack Schlossberg, the grandson of former President John F. Kennedy.
The choice is ours to make, and history is watching to see what we will do.
In a few minutes from now, the ceremonial roll call will get underway. California, the home state of Vice President Harris, is expected to put her over the top. This is ABC News.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer. And the very first...
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The governor's task force on the healthcare workforce in Wisconsin is giving more grants to employers so they can attract and retain staff. Other recommendations included in the task force report, education and training, and regulatory policies. The governor will include the task force's ideas in his next budget. And it's an annual contest that can be a lot of fun. The whole goal is to highlight some neat things that are made right here in Wisconsin. Here's James Kelly.
Nominations are now being accepted for the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Nominations can be submitted on the contest website through September 6th. To be eligible for the contest, the nominated product must be manufactured in a Wisconsin-based facility. Voting will be open to the public and will feature a bracket-style tournament to name the eventual winner.
Every year, it's a big honor for the winner. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, nice day, high mid-70s. Partly sunny and upper 70s Thursday, chance of showers late. Showers linger into early Friday, then heating up into the weekend. It's 71 right now.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is here for public cervix announcement at 11:33. Send your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
77 days to bring decency. 77 days. Because look, we are not waking up on that 78th day. We are not waking up without knowing we left it all on the field.
We can sleep when we're dead, Bill.
I've been saying it. You've done it. You've done it. Sleep when we're dead, but do the work now. Sleep when we're dead, but do the work now. This campaign is simple. We believe in the promise of America. It's that simple. So, because as the next president of the United States says every single day, when we fight, when we fight, when we fight, thank you, Milwaukee.
Governor Tim Walz speaking to a very blue crowd at the Fiserv Forum. They got a bigger crowd than the RNC. We are the Devil's Advocates. I'm Mike Crute. That's Dominic Salvia. We got a fine panelist. He is pundit Bill Prest, our colleague and journalist. We'll take a quick break right now. We'll come back. We'll check in. Kamala Harris speaking in Milwaukee. Roll call in the DNC in Chicago. More on WCPT 820 AM. Jonas.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Bach on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Winkler. Now, I was involved in politics for 30-plus years. I've never seen anything in the state of Wisconsin like I saw in Eau Claire last week. 2 miles away from the venue, and there were cars parked alongside the road.
It's not just cities. It's rural places and small towns and medium-sized towns. It's everything. Voters realize in this moment they have the power to shape history.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll tell you, Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is a Civic Media News special report. Continuing live coverage from the DNC in Chicago, we now join WCPT and Mike Crute.
Center in Chicago, the DNC special coverage all week long, not just all night long. But we are very excited. We are the Devil's Advocates. I'm Mike Crute. That's Dominic Salvia. And we're here with pundit, podcaster, friend of the Devils, Bill Press.
Hello, hello.
You love him.
Hey, Bill.
And Bill, I've noted, now we are checking in at the DNC. They're doing this ceremonial roll call of states right here in Chicago. But we've also got our eye, as does Chicago, or pardon me, Milwaukee, on what's happening here. But in Milwaukee, Tim Walz has given his speech. And they're waiting, apparently, and Bill Press, what is your prediction? When is Kamala going to take the stage in Milwaukee?
I think this is very well coordinated, right? The timing, remember I mentioned when I walked in, there was some dead time between like 6 and 7.
Here at the DNC.
Here at the Chicago, DNC. Yep. And I think the reason is that they're syncing what's happening here with what's happening in Milwaukee. My bet is that when the roll call here goes over the top, once that's announced, she's the nominee. Kamala walks out on the stage in Milwaukee.
And California will put her over the top.
California will put her over the top.
So when California, her home state, puts her over the top here in Chicago,
and they
the
say
DNC,
she's the nominee, the crowd goes wild, and then, boom. It would be like last night when she's appeared, surprise, surprise, on the stage. This will be, whoa, she walks out.
I love that
Pennsylvania
idea.
On the clock. They just took Oregon's delegates. Josh Shapiro, I saw him a little bit earlier walking through like he was a rock star. Had half the Pennsylvania delegation with him. An interesting side note, Jason Ray, the DNC delegate who's speaking from the stage and asking each of the states where they cast their votes. Well, Jason Ray is a friend of ours from Wisconsin, is he not?
Wisconsin playing a pivotal role in this election cycle in many, many ways.
I mean, you guys are everywhere. You're kings, right? Man, you got it. Yeah.
The Devil's Advocate show wasn't too bad, huh, Bill?
Not bad. <That's right.
laughs> You know, it's funny. So go ahead, Bill.
I saw Josh Shapiro this morning. at the California delegation breakfast. He's great. He's great. And J.B. Pritzker was there, too. Now they're going to Puerto Rico.
Shapiro has pitched to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico on the clock. They're getting...
And the next state of the United States has 60 votes para la primera mujer afroamericana de ascendencia asiática y caribeña que será.
Omegas are going to be mad about that, Bill.
Oh, man.
Kamala Harris. Viva Kamala!
This is Shapiro in Spanish introducing the vote from Puerto Rico. Oh.
No, it's Pennsylvania.
We've moved beyond.
No, but he was.
I don't think Shapiro did that, but
no.
Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're wrong. Pennsylvania cast their votes.
Yes.
178 delegates. And that did sound like.
No,
that
he
did
was
sound
it.
Like.
I understood what he was saying in Spanish, guys. Yeah. He was saying Puerto Rico's next.
Rhode Island. There. How do you cast your vote?
And Jason Ray is cast on to Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, yeah.
Speaker of the Rhode Island House.
We are
the smallest state.
Providing special coverage from the DNC. Ideas. We're at the United Center.
Home
They're doing
the
a ceremonial roll call of states here in Chicago.
They haven't done this for, well, just 8 years for sure, right?
Yeah. Well, they didn't even have a convention in 2020.
I mean, this is so old-fashioned. It really is. And it used to be you didn't know who was going to win, right? So there was a real, I mean, I'm talking about 50 years or more ago.
Back when you first started going to these conventions, Bill.
And you had to follow the count because it went back and forth, right? Now it's just
now
ceremonial.
Now it's all preset, yeah.
Yeah.
And Milwaukee is rocking and rolling. They're watching
South
on the
Carolina.
Video screen. They're waiting.
For
South Carolina. South Carolina on the clock. The ceremonial roll call of states because we know that Kamala is already the nominee, as is Tim Walz. They've already done this voting. Apparently, it was something about Ohio's ballot qualifying.
But that was
the
just,
deadline.
That was a DNC voting, right? By
well,
online, yeah.
So the delegates have voted, though. This is a ceremonial act because the delegates have already nominated
their
nominee.
Right, yeah. But, well, you know, they got a lot of time to fill. They need to.
They got to sink those flags. Bill, as noted, this is the conventions have changed over the years, as many things have. From your experience, from the old when the actual roll calls matter to now, any opinions on how it was done then versus how it's done now?
Well, I first of all, I find conventions very exciting, and they're a lot of fun, and a lot of great parties. And in 2 days, you meet everybody you know in the entire freaking country, right? So that's still the same, right? But there really, there are no decisions made at the convention anymore. The platform isn't adopted at the convention. The delegate, the nominees are not chosen at the convention.
Yeah.
And back in the days when there were fights over a part of the platform, like the Vietnam War or something like that, that was really exciting.
Really miss those back smoke-filled rooms kind of times, Bill.
Yeah, I wasn't around in the smoke-filled room times, but yeah, one little example. Correct, interrupt me if we get close here. You know, in 1952, Chicago convention. They had some primaries. They didn't have primaries in every state then, right? So, you never knew. It was decided at the convention. Adlai Stevenson was the keynote speaker Monday night. He wasn't a candidate. And then he did such a good job. People said, hey, God, this guy is
what
really
about that
good.
Guy?
What about that guy? The next day he agreed to run. Two nights later, he's the nominee of the party. Now that is exciting.
Well, Bill, if you keep it up, you and I will be the devil's advocates tomorrow. We won't need Dominic. Folks, you're listening on WCPT Live, DNC coverage here from the United Center in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. But we've also got our eyes and ears on the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, the site of the RNC convention. Is the site of a raucous.
So in Milwaukee,
rally.
We're showing the video of what's going on at the DNC in Chicago right now. So they're waiting. Now it's their turn to wait, Bill.
Yeah, right.
And Tim Walz has already given his speech. So, Bill Press, I think you're probably right on the money here that as soon as the ceremonial roll call of states casts California and puts Kamala over the mathematical threshold, in all likelihood, Harris will come to the stage in Milwaukee.
And accept the nomination.
I don't know if she'll do that. From Milwaukee, do you do that? This is unprecedented, Bill. It's like the Supreme Court. We're just breaking precedent right and left here.
We're watching a brilliantly orchestrated convention and rally in Milwaukee
at the same time.
They're both one and this part of this one and both of them are part of the same one and same event.
Yeah, but no Kid Rock, no Hulkamaniacs. I mean, Bill, how does this match up to that?
South Dakota.
It is a movement where kids are free from gun violence, a movement where women have the right to choose, a movement where working people...
Shane Merrill, South Dakota Democratic Party chair, speaking right now. Ceremonial roll call of states happening in Chicago. We got Jason Ray, the DNC representative from Wisconsin. He is the master of ceremonies this evening. And in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum, a packed crowd, looks like 18,000 there, up to the rafters. That place was full by 4 o'clock this afternoon. I saw interior photos at 4. The Fiserv was filled 3-4 hours ago.
And this is the same
the very forum, same right? forum the same. That the RNC was held in, Bill, and it never got full like that.
How long did it take him to clean it up? To disinfect it.
They're still working on it, Bill. The Bucks may have to relocate next season. We'll see. So you're listening along. They are doing the roll call, the ceremonial roll call of states. They're watching along in Milwaukee, and we're listening along and playing along right here on the radio.
Think about this. Still to come after Kamala walks out and accepts or acknowledges the fact that she's going to operate. We saw Michelle Obama come tonight.
And Barack Obama.
I'm very excited. I think J.B. Pritzker. I forget who else is speaking tonight.
Doug Imhoff, the second gentleman. Kamala's husband is going to speak tonight. This evening
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Glad to be here tonight representing
he's here.
In Texas,
I believe Tennessee on the clock and then move past Tennessee and on to Texas. They're in the T's. Where does C fall in the alphabet, Bill? I guess they're moving the alphabet. They can change the alphabet if they want to. They can set their own batting order. But we are waiting for the ceremonial roll call of states to cast enough to put Kamala Harris over the threshold. And then we strongly suspect she will come to the stage in Milwaukee at the Fiserv Forum, where there's about 18,000 strong awaiting her. And Bill says she's going to accept the nomination tonight. I didn't know you could do that, Bill.
Well, yeah, she can do anything she wants.
It's her party. She can do whatever she wants. You know, these are private parties, are they not, Bill?
I'm texting a friend of mine who's actually in charge of the California delegation. Just to see what the...
Get us the insights, Bill. We want to know moments before everybody else knows so we can share with the
we'll
fine...
We'll break it for you.
The fine WCPT 820 audience, the KTNF 950 AM audience, and, of course, all the fine people listening on Civic Media across the great state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin in the crosshairs tonight because Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are there in Milwaukee, and that looks like a hell of a party going on here at the United Center in Chicago as well. And who's on the clock now? We're still on Texas. They're taking their time.
Well, yeah, it's a big state.
263 votes for freedom, I think I heard, Bill. And, you know,
there's some great phrases coming out of it.
Well, and I like the fact
freedom, joy, hope. These are great words.
Mind your own damn business, not going back. Yeah.
When we fight, we win.
We win.
Right? Jamie Raskin, when he said, "Welcome to the Democracy Convention,"
Utah.
I thought that was just
great. How do you cast
great
your
line.
Vote? Utah.
I love the fact that the Dems are
taking the word back. You know, the freedom and patriotism has just been absconded by the Republicans, and it basically means if you don't do what Donald Trump wants you to do, you're unpatriotic and you're a hater of freedom. And of course, that's not the case, and it's not the word of the fascists or the megas. That's everybody's word, and it means a little bit different, perhaps, to the Democrats.
All right.
Bill Press has some breaking news. Tell the people what you know, Bill.
No, just the unofficial word is, my question, will California put her over the top? And the answer is, yep.
Yep.
So
here's an interesting tidbit I got from one of our colleagues at Civic Media, Bill. Last night's viewership, massive TV and online viewership for night one of the Democratic National Convention. You ready for this number? 57 million.
Get out.
57 million viewers last night, Bill.
Yeah.
That is enthusiasm. That is what wins elections. Hell, Bill, I'm starting to think blue wave. 57 million. You're lucky if you get 30 million for a presidential debate.
Yeah.
This is a massive number of viewership.
It is, right.
And it's going to probably be exceeded today.
And that was just listening on WCPT 820 AM.
And by the way, this comes back to my point about all these position papers that everybody says she's got to prepare. Why?
Right. I don't need to see no stinking white papers, Bill.
Hell no. Hell no. I just want to feel the vibes. I want to feel the hope. I want to feel the joy. I want to look at the future and talk about the future. That's all. That's 77
If I need
days
to left. Ask, will you be dictator for a day, then you're already the wrong candidate. You know what I mean? If that's got to be something that comes out of someone's mouth, a journalist asks a candidate, will you be dictator for a day, you should not be anywhere near the presidency.
You know, they're starting to show the entry door in Milwaukee. Almost like something's about to happen in Milwaukee. Someone's about to come on the stage. They're going through the alphabet in alphabetical order primarily, although they've apparently omitted California from the
they jumped over.
They're on, I believe we're into Vermont. I wish Bernie Sanders were casting these delegates. And now we've moved beyond Vermont to the Virgin Islands. They've cast their votes for Kamala Harris, and they're watching stage left at the Pfizer Forum. A big blue state.
Virginia.
Blue entry.
They've got to be getting close. You know, it's 200. Virginia.
The Commonwealth of Virginia. Well, we still got Washington and Wisconsin, don't we,
maybe.
Bill?
No. The others won't vote. If they get to the point where California will put her over the top, they'll go to California. They'll jump up. No, they're not going in alphabetical. Yeah.
Maybe they lied to your friend in California. Maybe Wisconsin's going to cast the decisive vote. I doubt it. I bet your sources are excellent. Folks, you're listening to WCPT live coverage of the DNC, but we're also doing a live listen-in in Milwaukee, the Pfizer Forum, the big party happening 88 miles north. Well, concurrent parties happening. We are the Devil's Advocates. I'm Mike Krupp. That's Dominic Salvia. We've got Bill Press. You know him. You love him.
This is like stereophonic, Democratic rally. One here. They're both coordinated, and they're both going to come together when it goes over the top.
Bill, this is what I live for, man. As Chris Matthews would say, this puts a tingle up my leg. These political moments like this, I mean, I've been...
Oh, Bobby Scott, he's a great member of Congress.
Washington, how do you cast your vote?
Washington State.
So they moved on to the state of Washington, and Wisconsin, presumably next, and I think they'll probably get a warm ovation. Perhaps they'll bring Kamala out with the Wisconsin delegation. We'll see what's happening. Again, the ceremonial roll call of states
happening
in Chicago right now. And we're awaiting Kamala Harris to come to the stage at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. Bill Press, our fine pundit, tells us California will cast the decisive vote. And then I suspect Kamala's coming to the stage.
It is no accident that Tim Walz spoke, and it's been half an hour or more.
And we still haven't
seen
it.
We're waiting for Kamala, right? Yeah.
Don't watch that one.
We've got the Washington Dems. They're casting their votes.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. Join us next time as we continue our coverage live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, is here, along with Bill McCutcheon. We'll break it on down for you. Join us.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get it.
Soaring high above Lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.